In 2008, 20 people in Wisconsin died due to carbon monoxide, or CO, poisoning. To help prevent more fatalities, the Wisconsin legislature passed a law requiring carbon monoxide detectors to be installed in homes with potential sources, such as ovens or furnaces. As of February 1st, new single and two-family dwellings must have detectors on each floor, and the alarms need to be hardwired. Department of Commerce spokesperson Tony Hosny says property owners are responsible for the installation, but it's up to municipalities to enforce the rules.
When new homes are built, they're inspected, and if the inspector sees that there's no CO alarm is not in there, he's going to require that alarm to be put in there.
Last spring, the state required carbon monoxide detectors for multi-unit apartment complexes and similar buildings. Denise Loveland is the president of Horizon Management Group in La Crosse. She says workers were able to replace old smoke detectors with smoke and carbon monoxide alarms in more than 1,000 rental units.
Our initial experience, though, was we got a lot of false positive readings to start out with, and there was a little bit of a balancing act to make sure that we had the carbon monoxide detectors placed correctly so we weren't getting these false positives.
For existing homes, owners can purchase a battery-operated, standalone carbon monoxide detector. Commerce Department officials say these can cost $25 to $50. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.